To give you one thing and one thing only, and you should know by now, after 7 years and over almost 2,000 episodes, the particulars, people, the number to call in, 347-637-3859 is that number. Make sure you follow me by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. And frankly, fellas, if you're with her and she's not getting loud, then that's not my fault. That's yours. With three X's, because like that upset of the week. Yes, I said it. That upset of the week that I called. I am hardcore, people. Listen, make sure you follow the Chase and give you the identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports. And also follow the Chase and give you the identification at Soul, S-O-U-L, capital letter N, Sports. And again, yours truly, Mike Knox. Also make sure you follow my social media to the pros, stars, and icons. That's at King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter. And the rest, that's up to them to give you their Twitter or their social media, because that's their show and that's their time. But right now it's mine, and I wear my heart on my sleeve. And simply, I wear it this way. Now, we had college football last week. We had my Notre Dame Fighting Irish win. We had my Florida State lose and lose their quarterback. But that's college. I mean, let's be real. We like football. We like college. And some of you may love college, but I just like college football. But we got the NFL back last night. And dare we say, has the Madden curse already begun, if you will, so to speak, for one Tom Horatio Brady, I call him Broadway Brady, as they lose and they get smashed. I ain't talking about smashing the homies. Well, the homies did get smashed last night at the Kansas City Chiefs, and Hunt ran roughshod over the defending Super Bowl champions Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And you heard Tom in his press conference say, he ain't coming back. And you know who he's talking about, and we'll talk about that as well. But also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, people, Tracy McGrady going in to the Hall of Fame. That's right, Mr. Lazy Eye himself. Before there was, what's the dude's name? Not Rocka Flocka, What's to do with the one eye Willie? I called him. Y'all know that rapper that's dating Masika off of Love and Hip Hop? Before that was him, there was Tracy McGrady, the lazy eyed bandit himself, throwing off the backboard, dunking sensation, going into the Hall of Fame. And so I asked you the question, because it's a sports show, and what do we do on sports shows? We debate things. So I want to put the poll up for me, King Von Jr. Who had a better career? Which cousin? Tracy McGrady or Vince Carter? I will always echo the sentiments of one Stephen A. Smith that said the difference between Vince Carter and Kobe Bryant was that Kobe worked harder at wanting to be great. Vince had all the tools. But as this is Tracy's day, it's not raining on his parade. It's just raining here in South Florida, Central Florida. No, it's talking sports, where barbershop talk does meet radio right here, the soul in sports. So enough of me. Enough of the particulars, enough of Uncle Tom Ray Lewis and all the people that may support him or don't support him. I don't care. Enough of holding a black man down in Vegas. Because listen, people, I don't care, you say, let me just paint another picture for you, okay? As a black man in America, as a black man, period, we are trained, okay? The same way you train your dog not to poop or pee on your floor. The same way you train your children not to pee or poop on the floor, we are trained as black men that when you hear gunshots, you run. So all Michael Bennett did was run from the gunshots. So he didn't ask to be handcuffed and smacked on his face and all the other kind of good stuff and called the N-word. When do you people understand that the N-word, you only got the power when you got cuffs on me? If there was no cuffs and no bags and you called me an N-word, well, then you know the rest of history, people. But again, 347-637-3859. It is a hashtag Lock It Up Friday, the first Lock It Up Friday of the season. And we will break down our AFC, NFC winners, our MVPs, and so forth. So enough of my glorious and amazing welcome in my crew, as always, live from the city. A brotherly love. He might be in love too. What's going on, Jay Chris?
I had to put the paws on him. Take me out these cuffs, I can put the paws on him, Mike. Put the paws on him.
See? You know how to run when you hear gunshots. It's what we do.
Oh, I do. That's what we do. I'm still here today.
Well, I'm still here. I know that's right. Also, welcome to the program, all the way from the DMV, and he better have ID because they'll lock his black ass up too. What's going on, Wally?
Yeah, we all know about the gunshots. What's going on, man? We know about them gunshots. We know about them. We know about them easily. I'm like you, Jay Chris. I'm here because I know how to run. You know what I'm saying?
Me personally,
call me Boat, baby. Call me Boat. Call me Boat. I'm out of here.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I feel like that's kind of racist because it's an African thing. Or he's Jamaican. I don't care. Okay, moving on.
No, that's nothing about it, man. It's all about your fans,
you
know, man.
Every time you post something this week, it's all about your Nigerian tiger blood. And I feel offended, okay? I got a lot of blood.
Oh, you talking about that blood? That's Presley. That's royal blood right there, man.
That's royal blood right there. I know it is. That's why the ladies be lined up around the corner for Wally Wow.
I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
Yes, you do. Also, welcome to the program. He has decided because of his family and mother, so our prayers are with him and the safety of others like him, like friend of the program, Kenny Anderson, everybody else in South Florida. Hugo, how's the weather? I'm getting rain already, brother.
What's going on, guys? Well, I'm bracing for Irma category. It's actually going to intensify to a Category 5 now, unfortunately. Rip up through the whole state of Florida. It's coming up to you, Mike, but hopefully in a weakened state. But here in Miami-Dade County, man, we're not doing too good. Starting tomorrow, things should go downhill. But pray for us, and let's hope for the best, man. But we're boarded up. I got all my supplies, so we're ready to go and ride out the storm, man. We survived Andrew. We survived Wilma. We can survive Irma, man.
Well, there you go, and there you have it. People, let's get into it. We are late this week, and make sure you go out there and support DraftKings right now, people. Why? Use promo code SNF. That's right. Soul in Sports. Sponsored by DraftKings. Win $1 billion if you got the perfect lineup, people. That's right. pound. What did I say? What word is it? It's the code. The code. There it is. The code. SNS. Soul in Sports on DraftKings. And have a perfect, I said a perfect week one and win $1 billion. And one of you guys win $1 billion. Do me a favor. I don't want your money. Just pay off my rent. That's all I ask. Pay off my rent. Okay? Pay off my rent. That's all I need you to do. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. But let's go ahead and get into it, Jay Chris. AFC East, we did not do. NFC East, we did not do. So I'm going to be real fast with this and tell you, despite the loss from last night, I had New England going 12-4 on the season. That means they're going to only lose three more times in the year. I have Miami finishing second. I have Buffalo finishing in second, but a tie, same record, with 10 wins, and the Jets over. So the over-unders for the Jets and them, it's the Jets is 4, the Bills is 7, the Dolphins is 7, and the New England Patriots was 12. My divisional winner and my Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, also out of this division is the New England Patriots. I'm going to the even for New England at 12 wins, the over for Miami, the over for Buffalo, and the under for the Jets. I don't have the Jets winning no more than 3 games, not the 4. Jay Chris, how you got it going?
I'll start with the Patriots. I got the Patriots going under at 11-5. I have the Dolphins going over at about 8-8. I have the Bills going. I guess I have to go with the under because it's 7.5, right? Bills going.
It's 6.5 for them, and it's 7 for Miami, which is, I hate when they do that because they're both 7. You know what I'm saying? So when you play a half odds where we do, so there's 7 for Miami and 7 for Buffalo.
I'll go with the under and have them going 6-10. And I'm going with the under with the Jets. Oh, what's the Jets, 3?
Jets is 3.5, which gives them 4.
3.5. Wow, they're spot on.
I mean, they're throwing off assets like they're Michael Jackson. They're trying to tank. They are literally trying to tank their season away.
Yeah, they are trying to tank. They don't have a lot of nothing. I'm going to go with the under 3.5. They're probably around 3 or 2 wins.
Okay, that's what I have. And wow, the A-team is back together again on this Lock It Up Friday. How do you got it, Wally? Who's your over-unders for the AFC East?
Patriots is definitely over because that division is horrific. let's see.
It's like a guarantee they win at least 6 games a year no matter what.
They play each team. They play the team's the game and an upset in its own right.
Lost you there, Wally. Call him Wally.
Hello.
Come back to us. There you go.
Hello. You hear me?
Barry, Miami. We got you. You're in the elevator?
All right, Miami. I don't know. No, I'm good. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to go Miami over. What's Miami? 8?
7. 7 is Miami. 7 is Miami.
Yeah, Miami's definitely Buffalo. Over. Miami's a playoff team. I think Miami's could be a playoff team. Miami's over. Buffalo under. And the Jets under.
Okay.
Buffalo's travesty.
Over under your team, the Jets. Why they tank so bad? Because they suck.
Definitely got New England going over. Miami definitely going over as well. I think they could finish 8-8 or 9-7. Buffalo's, what is it again, Mike? I missed you
Buffalo's
on that one. Is it the same today?
7. Yep, same as Miami.
I'll go ahead and give them 8-8, so I'm going to go over on that. And my Jets, come on. You guys are being so nice to my New York Jets. Yes, you know, you guys are going under through 2 or 3 games. I'm giving them 0, to be honest with you. They have absolutely no chance of winning no damn games this season. Because
when
like
the Hackenberg gets in there, they will win 2 games. I believe in the Hackenberg. I do. Don't laugh, baby. I believe in Hackenberg. Okay, I watch
the Hackenberg. He's not even starting.
I know he's not starting. I said when he gets in.
Oh, okay, got it.
They're gonna suck so bad. He's gonna get playing time eventually, right?
Man, they worry about the quarterback coming out next year. They ain't worry about no quarterback this year.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's a mistake personally. If y'all seen him on Rosen, if you seen him on Saturday's game,
oh, I love Rosen. Rosen's
O'Brady. Neither like Lamar Jackson, even Michael Vick deemed him the future. That's the money. Black quarterback. Black quarterback
going to be the truth,
coming out of college didn't get hurt easily, so it must be something in the water.
Yes.
So here you go, Jay Chris. My AFC playoff pitcher. Ready for this, Jay Chris? I'm going the Pats win the East. Okay. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the North. I have the Oakland Raiders winning the West. In the South, I got Houston. And my wild card is Kansas City and Tennessee.
Ooh.
Are you
Tennessee in there for the
wild card? I got Tennessee in here. Well, yeah, there's always some teams in it that didn't make it last year. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't make that up. That
right.
came from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a fact that happens to be. So, yeah, that's my six playoff teams from the AFC. How you got it, Jay Chris?
We got it.
Oh, hold on.
We got
and,
it very
and I'm
similar.
Lock that up too.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
Lock it's my first
Ooh.
Lock it up.
Lock it up.
We have it similar. But I'm going to go – I got the Patriots winning the East. I have the Steelers winning the North. The South is going to be won by Houston.
Mm-hmm.
The West will be won by
You're going to okay
the Raiders.
Oh, we do got the same. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm slipping. I'm sorry.
No, Kansas City and
the
West
will be won by the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chiefs.
Okay, yeah. Chiefs. I knew he was going to go with Fat Andy. You always been a fan of Fat Andy.
And here are my wild cards. I'm having a tough time with the wild cards, to be honest with you, because I like the Raiders and I like San Diego this year for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I do
and
too.
LA.
I'm gonna go with those two teams being my wild cards.
Who said LA and
LA and Oakland?
Okay, so while
LA
you're
and
moving,
Oakland.
So you're moving. The Titans have no chance. Okay, I like that. I like that. Wally, wow, what is your AFC playoff pitcher?
I'm going to go with, like, the Patriots, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders for the West.
Man, bump that. Go with the Jets. Okay, I'm just joking. Okay, so you got the Patriots. You got
the
West.
Steelers in the North.
Why do I feel like that's hard for you to say?
Steelers in the North. No. I think the Steelers are awesome with Joe Hayden. I think that's a great – that pickup puts them over the top to me. Like – easily over the top. And in the South, Houston. And my wild card team to be the Chiefs and the Dolphins. I go with the Dolphins.
And the Dolphins. I like the Dolphins. And I told you before, people are laughing at me when I tell them Jay Cutemup is not as bad as people think it is. I agree.
Totally agree.
I've watched him
people,
for too long. When he's motivated, he plays good football.
The thing about Jay Cutemup is
wait till things go bad in Miami. He'll start pouting.
Good point.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Good point.
I think the thing with Jay Cutler, people look at expressions and like his facial expressions rather than his actual play. If you look at his resume, like he did well. I mean, he wasn't elite, but he was good enough. Like in Denver, he was good in Denver. He was good in Chicago. It's not like he's been garbage everywhere he's been. You know what I mean?
No.
So he's had success. Look at
in those last few years in Chicago, he had really bad teams. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I think he gets the wrong.
He was
deal,
part of it.
I think.
He was
a part of it.
Chris is not Jay. Chris is not letting him off the hook. Okay, and
I've never been a fan of
Cutler.
Never, and I don't know why. I think I got something to do with Skip Bayless, but I've never been a fan of Cutler.
Hey, the guy in Irma, and I'm just going to tip Irma.
Well,
what's your AFC playoff looking like there,
all right,
Hugo?
Let me tell you the AFC, and then I got a question for you guys. Speaking about the Dolphins, not because I'm a hater. I just want to get you guys input. But
well, you are a hater.
I'll go. Yeah, I am. I'll go the AFC East, obviously the New England Patriots. I really like Tennessee as well, though. I think they have a fantastic team, but I think the Houston Texans just edge it out of the South. AFC North, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. AFC West, I'm going to go with the Oakland Raiders. So that means if you flip-flop it, I'm going to go with Tennessee as one of the wild cards, and I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs as the second wild card.
Wow.
Now, question to you.
We've never got along so well, the gay guys. Go ahead. What's your question?
My question to you guys, one of the Dolphins, obviously with the whole thing with the hurricane coming around, and now their game has been moved to their bye, Tampa Bay and Miami, to week 11. You don't think it's going to take a toll on the Miami Dolphins playing 16 games straight?
I do. And I took that to my Twitter, and I took that to the hashtag bet that you guys know to my YouTube page and hear my comments on that as well. Them and the Bucks both, because they had the bye weeks. I think that's terrible. I think they could have moved this game to Philadelphia. They could have moved this game to Pittsburgh. They could have moved it somewhere to a neutral site, because in the NFL, that 1 week means a difference when you have a bye week. And I think that's terrible booking, using a wrestling terminology, by the NFL to do that. Your thoughts on that one, Wally?
It's bad, but at the same time, I do understand what I think the Dolphins. The game is in, will it be in Miami, right?
It's in Miami.
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So the issue, I think, because Miami's going to London too, right? Am I correct?
Yes, they are. You are correct.
So they're going to basically forfeit
those London
games.
Suck balls, by the way.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. But I mean, that was one of their home games. So they would forfeit two home games. Like, so I understand in terms of the competitive part of nature of it, that you want to have that home game.
But you're looking at
because
you're looking at the business part of it.
Yeah, because we all know in football, well, not even that, because we know in football, it's hard to win the road, right? It's harder to win the road, even on a neutral. So when you lose a home game, and now you lose two home games, you're losing an advantage. Like, you're in a disadvantage. So I understand in terms of, I'm the Miami Dolphins organization, in terms of winning games, right? Not even the health aspect of a bye, because, you know, the bye is important because your players get rested. But in terms of that competitive aspect of it, I understand, like, Miami fighting for, you know what, I'd rather postpone it than say we play a neutral site and I lose another home game.
Jay Chris, to end that discussion, that question that Hugo posed, I didn't like it. Jay Chris, I mean, Wally, understand it. Is your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to speak to something that you said about, you know, moving the game to Philly and Pittsburgh. I heard the talk about that, and, you know, it perked my ears up, of course, being here in Philly. The only thing about that is, you know, you're putting football – this is when things are bigger than football, when you're talking about a storm of this magnitude, what they're talking about coming into the area. And now you're telling your family, okay, well, I got to leave to go play a football game in Philadelphia while you guys, you know, try to deal with this hurricane situation. So, you know, I think as tough as it is and as hard as it's going to be for these two teams, I mean, I think it was the right move to move the game.
Blind tag, Chris. You don't think these football players are already prepared and should have already left the city? They have been ordered to evacuate South Beach.
Right. I understand that. Now their families are somewhere else.
Okay.
And then they still would have to go to somewhere.
I got
you.
I don't think you can win either way, to be honest. I don't think it was an easy decision. And I think the NFL gets a bad rap all the time. I think it's one that it's so much indifference and so many different variables on what was the right thing, like, you know, like what you're saying and what Wally said. I don't think no matter what decision was made, everybody would have been happy all the way around the board. You know what I mean? I know
One thing I think could have been done, maybe move it to another day during the week, like a Tuesday, like
they did with that Eagle game
a few weeks. But then have that at a neutral site, maybe closer to Florida, maybe like a Georgia Dome site or something like that.
Yeah. Again, I know that was brought up in discussions. And one of the things was they didn't want to take away from opening day. And of course the success of the Patriots, which if anybody looked at the ratings were low, were not as good yesterday. What reason for that? We don't know. I guess we can tell us. Is it the Colin Kaepernick
Nobody
thing?
Nobody really cares about the Patriots.
Is it the Ezekiel Elliott thing? I mean, to me, that I disagree with that. There, to me, and I know people don't want to admit it, they are truly America's team. If not America's team, they're truly the NFL's team, despite, you know, what Roger Goodell and them do. I mean, they are the pinnacle, in my opinion, of the NFL. But moving on, the NFC East, we get this division out the way and then get our NFC picks out there. 347-637-3859. I'm going to call in. Also, we are brought to you by DraftKings. Make sure you go out there this week. Use promo code SNS, standing for Soul and Sport. Sign up today and get a chance to win a free $1 billion if you can do a perfect fantasy football week. Now, they have the Dallas Cowboys at 10 wins. That's 9.5. They got the Giants at 9 wins. They have the Eagles at 9 wins, 8.5. And they have the Redskins at 8 wins. I will go first because I have marbles aside the grapefruits. I have the Dallas Cowboys taking a step back, but not as much as people think. I don't think they're as bad as people want to say or want to hate on them. As much as I want to hate on them, I still can't hate on them. They're getting Julian Smith back to me, the best player in college football. They got hurt from the University of Notre Dame. I think Dak will make improvements this year. Excuse me. I do think that Tony helped him a lot last year, in my opinion. People think that Tony was on his back. I think Tony helped him and made it easier for him to have the game slow down for him. But I'm going to give Dallas, because of Zeke Elliott not being there, they will still – that 10 wins that they are predicting, I'm going to have them lose too. They're going to be 8-8, in my opinion. The Giants and the Eagles both are slated to have 9 wins, according to Vegas. I'm going to go even and over for both teams. teams will finish 10-6 this year. And I think the Redskins right there with everybody. And I think this is a very tight-lipped, closed division, despite what people think about the Redskins and their woes, what they showed in preseason. I tell people all the time, you can read a lot in the preseason, or you could take nothing away from preseason. But the Redskins, I think they're right there, and if things go their way, could be here. But I'm going to give them exactly 8-8 as well. So I have the Cowboys at 8-8, I have the Redskins at 8-8, and I have the Eagles and Giants both tied at 10-6. Flip a coin who wins the division. I said it before, I got to stick by my guns. I know what I wrote on paper, but we're on my show now, and I said it once before, I got to back it up. The Eagles win the division at 10-6. Of course, all this is barring injury. Jay, Chris, your over-unders and divisional winner.
All right, I got the Cowboys going under the 10 games. I think that probably is more of a hate thing than anything else, but I do have them going under. The Eagles at 9, I actually had them have them at 9-7. So I guess they're even, so I guess that would be – would that be an over in a sense?
That's even. No, because they're at 9 games. It's 8.5.
Okay. And yeah. The Giants, what's the Giants number?
The Giants number is 9 even.
The 9 even, man.
Exactly.
Now, see, I don't know about the Giants. That's the thing. I don't know a lot about the Giants.
That offensive line is their whole thing to me. It's the offensive line. That offensive line holds up for C-Li, then they're good to go.
I got the Giants going under the 9. And what's the Redskins number?
The Redskins are at 8. 7.5.
Everybody's just right around the
right.
Right. Around the same
Everybody's line. Hovering. Right. Exactly.
You know, I like the Redskins a lot more than most people do. I know they were a train wreck in the preseason, but I like the Redskins a lot more than other people do. I'll take the over on that.
Okay, divisional winner.
Divisional winner will be. I got to go with my heart. The Eagles. I got to say the Eagles.
Okay, well that's you and me both picking partially with heart, but I got them right there with the Giants, and so I think we have a better offensive line than the Giants. I think the Giants have a better defense, so I'm going to let that sit right there. And King Von Jr., listen here, buddy. I love you, dog. Come here. Give me a hug. Yes, I said 8-8. Losing Ezekiel Elliott is a big deal. People can say, well, oh, I can run behind an offensive line. I've seen McFadden. He's not durable. Okay, do I like Morris? Yeah, I like Morris, but he hasn't really played much football because of what Zeke came in here and did. I think the explosion of Zeke Elliott, I think the speed of Zeke Elliott helped with that great offensive line to get them where they were. So, yeah, when you lose a weapon like that, someone who very well could have been the rookie of the year, not Dak Prescott because he's the quarterback, and then and that defense, this is what I think nobody thinks about the Cowboys, and it should be spoken about. That defense sucks. They were 26th in the league in passing last year, and they're going to be worse this year. They're overrated as a defense. It's not me being a hater of the Cowboys, because when I speak sports on this program, I don't speak with hate. I speak with my very intelligent opinion. I almost said with facts, right? But that wouldn't be the truth. That would be my opinion. Okay, but yeah, I got them at 8-8. So don't bust my chops, okay? I don't even like pork chops, okay? 8-8. How you got them going while in this division for the NFC East?
Yeah, I pick all with heart. I don't have any
I know you do.
Let that be known. All right, let that be known.
Redskins win the division.
The Redskins are over. Redskins are over. Mm-hmm. Over. They're over.
Over.
You know what I mean? Redskins are so over. The Cowboys are so under.
Will they win 3 games, Wally? Will the Cowboys win 3?
I'm hoping for some extra injuries on that one. I won't be ignorant. Oh, they will under three. But if injuries happen, you know what I mean. You never know. Like, you know, the Cowboys have some players who kind of, you know, they get into their feelings. Like Dez Brown, you never know what's gonna happen. But anyway, under for the Cowboys. Eagles, I got over because I like the Eagles. I actually really do like the Eagles. I like the Eagles. So I got the Eagles over, and I like the Giants under because I like the offensive line. The Giants offensive line is suspect.
Okay. Well, with that being said, Hugo.
Mike, one more time. Let me get the. Really
I got them for you right here. I'm starting from the bottom from the top to the bottom. Cowboys 10, Giants 9, Eagles 9, Redskins 8.
Yeah, Cowboys definitely under. They're not winning 10 games, especially with Zeke going out. I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going with the Eagles over. I'll go with the New York Giants. I'll go under, and then Washington, I'll go over, and I'll have
I'm going to go with you boys from Philadelphia. I'm going to take the Eagles to win the NFC East as well.
Please do me a favor and not do that. Okay. Don't be picking me. All right. We got to move on. We got these picks to get out. So here go my NFC East. I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning it. And the NFC North, I have the Minnesota Vikings winning it. And the South, I have the Atlanta Falcons winning it. In the West, I have the Seattle Seahawks. My wild card are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Packers of Green Bay. There you have it. Wild cards, Packers of Green Bay, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, divisional winners, Minnesota, Chicago, Seattle, and the Philadelphia Eagles. How you got it going, J. Chris?
Well, you just messed up there. Who are your divisional winners again?
I thought I said, okay, I'm going East, Eagles. In the West, I'm going Seattle. In the North, I'm going Minnesota. In the South, I'm going the Atlanta Falcons. My wild cards are the Buccaneers and the Packers of Green Bay.
Okay, I thought you had a 40 and slipping through Chicago in there for a second. All right, for the NFC West, I'm picking Seattle to win the NFC West.
Right, the Patriots are like a lock every year. Right, go ahead.
In the South, I'm going with Carolina. I'm going back with Super Cam and the Newtons to win the South. In the East, I got to go with my Birds to win the East. And I'm missing one. Who am I missing? The North. I'm going with the Packers. Packers to win the North. My wild cards are Atlanta and. I'm going with somebody from the East. I don't want to go with the Cowboys, but I'm going to go Atlanta, and I'm going to go with the Skins.
Okay, wow, the Skins make the playoffs.
Wow, Washington.
Wow.
Just where we are.
All right. You know what? Shout out to the DMV. They hold us down. What's going on, Wally? How you got this going? You got Redskins winning the division in the East. Who you got the rest?
you're so good, man. Like, you're so good. I'm gonna skip the East, but we already know. So I'm gonna go in the West. I'm going with Seattle. So they look stuck in the preseason. Seattle. In the North, I'm gonna go with the Packers, and in the South, I am going to go with. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm gonna do like.
Okay. Wow, how you got it going? Like,
All right,
what?
We got bad connection again.
Yeah, Wally. Elevator love. Leave the hold alone, Jeffy.
What's going on?
Oh. All right,
Gotcha. Give me Tampa. Give me Tampa. No, give me Carolina, man. This is tough. Give me Carolina and give me. Oh my God, why is it so tough? Carolina and Tampa.
That's why I wanted to go. I wanted to go Atlanta and Tampa.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it for both AFC and NFC. What's the chances, right?
Yeah. How you got it going there, Hugo?
I'm going the NFC East. I'll go with the Philadelphia Eagles as well. The NFC North, I'll go with the Green Bay Packers. The NFC West, I'll go with the Seattle Seahawks. The NFC South, I'm going to go different from y'all. I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, I know it's a little bit far stretched, but I really like what they got going on this year. And then on the wild card, I'm still going to go with two NFC teams, and that's going to be Atlanta and Carolina to go through in the NFC wild cards.
I don't think three teams from one division can make the playoffs.
They can. Of course they can.
Okay.
Of course they can.
Okay. No problem. I don't think I have it happen before. Somebody do this. Dad!
You know what? I think it's happened. Because I think there was one year back in like.
I think you're right. I do believe
with
that.
With Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. I'll research that for you, Mike, and I'll let you know.
All right. 347-637-359. I'm going to call in people. This is my favorite time because every year, right, we struggle through the summer. Like, we love baseball, Wally, myself, and Jay Chris. We do. There's like 167 damn games. What do you do with 167? You can't talk sports about them. That's it. But we will talk basketball. And this summer, basketball was great during the summer. Did y'all see the press conference with Isaiah Thomas being introduced in Cleveland? He was high as a kite. Just want y'all to know that. That boy was hot. Okay? When Stephen A. Smith say, leave the weed alone, he was talking about people like him. Like, I don't mind you getting high. That's your thing. If you do what you do, what you do, what you do, when you're doing it, what you're doing it. You don't do it like you're doing it, like you're doing it on TV. You don't come to the press conference where they introduce you to a new franchise and your arse ain't playing and you're high as a kite. That's all I'm saying. That brother was high.
You got to make him happy. He's in Cleveland, man.
I mean, it is Cleveland, and we know that nothing good happens in Cleveland. Just ask Joe Kim Noah. Now, I did ask King Von Jr. To put the poll question up. He has not put it up there yet. Again, King Von, poll question of the day. Who had a better NBA career, Tracy McGrady or Vince Carter? I'm going to have the poll go up. I'm going to clearly say Vince Carter, in my opinion, but I'm a homer. He went to North Carolina. I'm thinking Jay Chris is a homer. He's going to say Vince Carter. He hasn't stopped me, so I'm moving on. Pausing and Wally, who do you think had a better career?
I'm agree. Are we talking about longevity?
Better career. Because longevity, Vince Carter's still playing.
Yeah, I'm going to go with McGrady because I feel like McGrady had a run when he was arguably the best perimeter player in basketball. And Vince Carter, even at that time, was never truly one of the better perimeter players.
McGrady was never better in any stage of his career than Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he was. Remember, don't forget when Tracy McGrady was in Orlando, when people were talking
First of all,
I don't know why he mentioned that name to Wally, because
nobody. I know that.
That's why Wally said that. I think Wally thinks I'm better than Kobe Bryant.
But no, be honest. I'm being totally honest. Look at McGrady Orlando. You can Google it, whatever. It's argument. It's not. Forget my opinion. But look at other opinions. I'm not saying it out of nowhere. Tracy McGrady was averaging more points.
I'm not knocking that. Here's my thing. If it does not equate into playoff wins, then it means nothing.
Well, I mean, when you buy yourself. Whatever. So he had Mike Miller.
Vince Carter was in his prime in Toronto, he was getting his team to the Eastern Conference Championship.
And who was on his squad there? Who was on his squad?
Nobody.
Who was on his squad there when he went to Eastern? Who was on his squad?
He had Alvin. What's the bull from Villanova? Was his point guard. He had nobody.
Alvin Williams
was his point guard.
That year they went.
What playoff run are you talking about?
When they lost to the Sixers in '03.
When did McGrady?
Oh, they had Mo Peterson on that team.
Mo.
I think McGrady was on that team. Vince Carter.
McGrady was on that team. McGrady was not a part of that team. No, he was not. McGrady was not.
Google it. I think he was.
I don't have time to Google it.
Yeah, that's why. Hey, Vaughn, Google it.
Okay,
man, that squad.
That squad was a tough squad, though.
That squad was okay. That squad was good, man. That squad was good.
I'm just saying, I believe.
That was the 2001 team.
Vaughn was Orlando.
I knew it.
Tracy Murray was on that team.
Tracy Murray was on that team, but he didn't play. He was like 15 minutes.
Oh, you're right. Wesley was not on that team. McGrady was not on that team.
I know that. I didn't have to Google it.
On the 2000-2001 team.
Well, I didn't. When I don't know, you see me Google, right? I didn't even attempt to go to Google. Because I knew the answer.
Alvin Williams, Jerome Williams, Corliss Williams.
I called both those names. Yes, I did. An old-ass Kevin
Oakley was on that team. Mo Peterson was on that team.
He had nobody. Just like nobody.
Mamadou Ndiaye. Montrose.
Nobody knows the players Vince had.
Mark Jackson was on that team.
That was the semis, though, right? Antonio Davis, Del Curry, Tyrone Corbin, Keon Clark, Chris Childs
was on that team.
Tracy McGrady got eliminated in the first round every year.
Semis, right? And when he went to the West, too, right? He played in the West, right? A tougher side, right? Okay.
It's not many times, Wally. I can give myself a Barry Horowitz over you when it comes to basketball. Okay? I'm actually Barry Horowitz in the hell out of myself right now. Pause. 347-37-3859. Listen, guys, we've waited all damn summer and winter, and well, no, we're in winter. We waited all damn spring for this, okay? It is time, people. We are back. Football is back. Bees. I can't, you know, because we, you know, we still kind of have Christian, have Sports Channel. I can't, gotta watch what I say. Can't talk like that. Okay? You can't talk like that. Or they will find us. Hey. Football time. Come on. Woo. Don't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Dollars, that's what I need. Dollars. Hey. Come on. Not at all. I ain't giving nothing to you. NFL is back, y'all, and so are these picks. Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and I'm saying this because I want them to do some more, but they keep doing what they've been doing, what they were doing. I've been followed by a bunch of handicappers all of a sudden, guys. I'm sorry, Vaughn. Where's the poll? You put the question. A poll. We need a poll. People can vote on it. Please, I need a poll, P-O-L-L, so they can V-O-T-E. See, I can spell all those four-letter words really good, by the way. So I don't play Scrabble with my wife, because she, I don't know, it's four and five-letter words. Okay. I love T-Mac, though, by the way, just so we get that out of the way. But I told everybody that 9-point spread was one of the dumbest spreads I've seen for an opening day. Divisional, you know, defending, if you will, so to speak, Super Bowl champions or not, I just did not like the line that they were giving the New England Patriots over the Kansas City Chiefs. It just, to me, didn't make any sense, me knowing how good Kansas City has been. And, what, a couple years ago, they had beat them, right? So, and they were giving this because, what, that was their first loss with a home opener at home in that era of Belichick and Brady being together as starting quarterback. New England goes down. I told you, hashtag bet that. Now, on the board, guys, now, in between what I have and what I believe and what the team has. You know, I'm not always perfect, although out of 1,179 games over the last 7 years, I've won 1,103 of them, only losing 689 games. I think, damn it, that's pretty gosh darn good. And if you knew what I knew, what I'm telling you what you should do, bet that, then we could all show me the money! That's what I plan to do. So, Buffalo at home, favored by 9 points over the third team we're going to put into the factory of sadness because it's Cleveland. I threw in Jacksonville earlier this week, and now I'm throwing in the Jets as the three teams that are the factory of sadness. That is the JETF Jets. I'm taking Buffalo and the 9, Hugo. How you got it?
I agree with you 100%. There's absolutely no way the Jets, man, the Jets, like you said, they're going to tank this season. I am also taking Buffalo as well. Give me the 9. Even if you give me 20, I might even be tempted to take 20. So give me the 9 as well for Buffalo, Mike.
I wouldn't take the 20, but you can do that all you want to. I hear that.
That's how I am with my team, man.
No, again, it's your team. It's like, you know, just because it's your dog don't mean if you let it lick, you know, thing peanut butter off of you, don't mean it ain't nasty just because it's your dog, okay? I'm taking the 9. You're taking the 9. Jay, Chris, are you taking the 9? They're giving the Buffalo Bills over to JETS. Jets.
Man, you know what? I really don't want to take that 9. Oh, the Jets.
Really?
Oh, the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
Yeah, I'm taking the 9. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of a whole nother game. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm taking that 9.
Okay. All right, Wally. 9.
Buffalo ain't all that great either, though, guys. Let's not forget that.
I never said they were, but Shady's that much better on against that defense without Richardson. That's for sure.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Yeah,
Wally, why?
I got the 9. I'm with the 9. I mean, both teams suck, though. No, both teams suck.
So we're gonna lock up the 9, and we're gonna lock up the fact that both teams suck. Lock it up.
Lock it up. You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Now, that's a tweet. Please tweet that exactly how I say this. We are locking up the 9 points for Buffalo, and that Buffalo and the Jets both suck. Lock it up again.
You better lock it up.
Lock it up Friday, y'all. We lock it up right here. Then we got the Atlanta Falcons going to the city that made me. Chicago made Mike not. You know what Chicago did not make Hugo? Do you know? It did not make CM Punk because he ain't from Chicago, y'all. He's from Illinois. All right? Bears suck. Atlanta's 20. I like to call them 28-3 personally, you know, because they shouldn't even have a city name. They were up 28-3 in the fourth quarter and they lost. So 28-3, favored by 7 over Chicago. Give me 28-3 all day. How you got it going there, Hugo?
Yeah, give me Atlanta as well. I'll definitely take the 7 over against Chicago.
How you got it going, J. Chris?
Same. I got Atlanta. Give me Atlanta.
Wally, wow.
I'm with everybody. Consensus team thing.
Oh, I like this. Like, it ain't like this. I know we back together, y'all. We in unison, y'all. We,
you better
like,
lock it up.
Lock it up.
Dancing
with the Stars. I haven't watched one in a very, very long time, but Nikki Bella's going to be on there. So guess who's going to be watching Dance with the Stars? Lock that up.
Lock it up. You better lock it up. You
lock it up. Lock it up for Nikki Bella on Dance with the Stars. Then we got the Houston Texans, my AFC South pick at home. No quarterback, but they got J.J. Lights Out Watts back taking on the second team in the factory of sadness of franchises, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Favored by 5 points at home, I'm taking Houston in the 5. How you got it going, Hugo?
I'm taking Houston as well.
Jay Chris?
They're playing extra inspired. Got a city on their back right now. I'm taking Houston.
I like that. City on their back right now. Playing extra inspired. Wally, how you got it?
H-Town. We going Houston. And also, you know, look out for Clowney. He's going to be defensive player of the year this year.
Oh, we're supposed to get that out. We're supposed to get that out. And I'm going defensive player of the year. I don't know you right now. I was going to say something stupid, but defensive rookie of the year will be Barrett in Chicago, in Philadelphia. I'm hearing great things out of him. How you got this game going, Mike? And welcome to the program all late. Got your vice principals and principals holding you back. Tell David McBride next time, don't be doing that. You got a show to do. Anyway, just joking.
Man, look, man, it's all good. It's all good in the hood. It's all right, and I'm here for everybody. Atlanta. I mean, why? I mean, we just talk about Atlanta because Atlanta's fine. They're going to be fine. Everyone's like,
No. We talk about Houston at 5, at home, favored by 5 against Jacksonville.
Jacksonville against Houston? Oh, yeah, Houston 5. Houston with the 5 is going to be more than 5.
We're asking you which one. Okay, you got Houston. So
I just
there go.
Said.
Well, I know what you said. I just wanted to say what I said when you said what you said so I can say it again. Lock it up!
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
Then we have a pick'em game, guys. And I know I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to win the division. If you go back, please go to YouTube/TheGameV1, or just Google Mike Knox or Google Bet That. You will see my picks. Go to Solon Sports page, click on the link as well. I call this a pick'em game because the way the Washington Redskins have played the Philadelphia Eagles virtually over the last 4 games. Last year with the sweep, they have not played them well down the stretch. And it's opening day, and the hardest week to handicap in the NFL, you hear me say this every year, is week 1. That's why I was so confident, to be honest, with Kansas City over New England the way that I did. But I will say do not touch this game, but, you know, here in the barbershop we have balls, and we're not afraid to tell you guys that we have them. We're not afraid, you know. I got 4 dudes on my side. Who you got on your team? Your mama don't count. And you and your basement with your other friend don't count either. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles to cover the 1 point on the road against the Washington Redskins. How you got it going, Hugo?
Yeah, same as Philadelphia. But like you said, I would not touch this game. Not at all. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch it at all. How you got it going, Watt?
Come on, man. It's an untouchable special, but I gotta put it out. Of course, I'm taking Philly.
Oh,
how about you,
heard,
Wally?
I ain't heard that in a while, man. The untouchable special. I missed it time of year.
How about me? You already know, man.
Hold on. Do I hear a bet between you two over some wings on this game? Can we get a wing bet?
Hey, man, Jay Chris, you know what we can do, man.
You want to do it?
We want to do wings
from Jasper's.
I'll
pay for some wings from Jasper's. You pay for some wings from a place I select up here.
Sound good to me, bro.
Good. You heard it here first. You heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my damn soundbite? Lock it up for the day.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up.
You got this one, Papa Lee. Boston or Philadelphia is only 1 point. It's really a versatile pick'em game. But the fact, that's for those who don't know, when a road team is favored, that means Vegas, it's really more of a four-point swing because normally home team dogs always have a three-point edge. This time, they didn't even have that. They gave Philadelphia the one. So there you go. Make it in the pick'em game.
All right. Well, I believe in Kirk Cousins. I just don't believe in the team around him. Give me Philadelphia and those points.
You like that? Lock it up right there.
You better lock it up.
Okay. Moving on, as my first lock of the week officially on the hashtag bet that, I am taking the resurgence, the return of the Arizona Cardinals. Listen, the window is closing fast on this team as Carson Palmer ain't getting no younger. Lock up the Arizona Cardinals in the 2 points on the road against Detroit. Jimmy, Arizona, my first official double lock of the year. Arizona by 2 points, 1.5 over Detroit. How you got it going, Hugo?
Yeah, this is another game that I wouldn't even touch, though, Mike, because it's only +1.5 for Arizona. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to go ahead and take Arizona as well. I think the resurgence, like you said, is coming back, so give me Arizona in that game as well.
See, I know I have balls, and now that I know you stand in Irma, I know you have balls. You touch that game! I like that. Who you got this game, Watts?
Woo, it's a tough one. I'm going to go with you on this one, Mike. I'm going to go with Arizona.
Hey, Wally, wow.
It's a tough one. It's in Detroit. That's tough. That's a tough thing about it, man. But I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with your pick on this one.
I'm going to go Arizona. No, I'm not. I'm going with the Lions. I like to be different. I gotta be different.
He said hell no. How you got this game going, Micah?
No, while it ain't about being different, it's about being the smartest one on here. Show me the money, Stafford, to take it to the Arizona dying off Cardinals. Long Carson Palmer's there, they ain't gonna win.
You know what? If I wasn't a person who jacked everybody else's gimmick and made it my own, I would call your saying of calling him show me the money Stafford gimmick infringement. But I like it, so I'm going to steal it from you as well. Lock up everybody's picks right now. Including my dumb.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
I had said
lock
I have another.
You better lock it up.
Lock it up. Real fast, we got not that much time left in the program. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit faster here. So my other lock of the day is my upset lock of the week. So it's really my upset and my lock of the week. I got Oakland on the road going to Tennessee to beat Tennessee in the first game of the year. Tennessee is favored by 2 points. Hugo, give me Oakland as my upset double lock of the week.
I'm gonna go ahead and my balls are gonna shrink a little bit in this one. I'm gonna take Tennessee instead of Oakland on this, especially being a West team going to the East on the first game of the season. Give me Tennessee on that one.
So it's not really East; it's Midwest, so they're only going a 2 hour difference. Not a 3 hour. Tennessee is on Central Time. Tennessee is on Central Standard Time. No, I am wrong. I'm all the way wrong. Okay, all right. You know what? One of my rules, you got me there, but that's okay because last time this West team went East, remember that 2-point conversion? Yeah, I think so. You went with Tennessee because you have a hard on for Marcus Mariota. That's the reason why you went with them. How you got this going, Watts?
I'm sorry. What game are we doing again? I'm sorry.
Oakland.
The other one. The other lock.
The other lock.
Yeah, give me Oakland with that upset.
Okay, see that? He's reading my picks right there, y'all. He has my picks on the screen. How you got these going, Wally?
Well, man, you know I like Oakland. That's my screen. I predicted Oakland would be like that. Give me Oakland, man.
You did.
All right. MVP this time. You're going to finish the job.
How you got these going, Micah? Two points to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's going to be Oakland. This is not an upset. I mean, Tennessee is not as good as Oakland.
There, it's an upset because Tennessee is favored by Vegas. Ergo, an upset.
Screw that.
Okay. All right. I like that guy. Lock it up.
Lock it up. You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up.
So the only one who had his ball strength like he came out the pool was the hard-on guy from Marcus Mariota, which, you know, I love Marcus Mariota too, but not the same way the Uncle does. Then we're going to go real fast with these Cincinnati and Buff Us. I'm going to give you my picks and I'll get the guys' picks on some other games right here. So we're going to move on. I got Cincinnati over Baltimore. I got Pittsburgh over Cleveland at 9 points. I have the Los Angeles Rams over Indianapolis. Micah's team, I don't think Micah disagrees with that. Going once, going twice, moving on. All right. Then we got Green Bay at home, favorite over Seattle. Another one of my upsets. Now, I've done something I normally don't do. I gave you guys two locks, and I gave you guys two upsets this week. I've taken Seattle with my first another upset of the week in this one. Give me Seattle beating the baddest man on the planet, Green Bay. I like Green Bay in this game. Nobody can carve Seattle's defense up like Aaron Rodgers can. I just think Seattle pulls it out. And even if they lose the game, I can't, you know, I got Seattle winning this game outright, just point blank and simple. How you got this game going with this West team going to the Midwest there, Hugo?
Which one again? I'm so sorry, Mike.
Seattle is underdog against Green Bay, yes.
It's a toss-up, man. I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm going to take Green Bay. I'm not taking Seattle. Okay. Too much to gamble on that one, Mike.
It is. It is a lot to gamble on that one. What?
Seattle's got Green Bay's number, man. Give me Seattle.
I feel the same way, Wally.
I tell you, I like the way Russell was playing quarterback in preseason. I think they look good. They look real good.
Anytime you got Sierra, and we all seen that video on how she was on the car, fit, the call of Jazz, he tell him pop the bottle, he's going to win, okay? I'm going Russell Wilson. That boy is winning when he's losing, okay? Give me Russell
Wilson.
That's
true. He is winning.
Okay. How you got this going, Papa Lee?
Russell Wilson at the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight wearing gangster outfits. He's found his inner black man. It's gonna be Russell Wilson. Seattle all day.
Okay, I'm going Carolina over San Francisco. I think everybody has that one. If you don't, tell me now. Going once, going twice. It's so. And then the Sunday nighter, because we do the Monday night games on Monday. When you come back on Monday, we will tell you our winners on Monday's games, which is Minnesota, New Orleans, and Denver, and the Chargers. We give you those on Monday's show. So our last pick for the day, and it's another one of my upsets of the week now. Eventually, I called this before the Ezekiel Elliott thing came down. And then I realized when I did the Facebook video for my first state people and tri-state area people, which includes Jay Chris and people from Delaware and, you know, Darby and Philadelphia area, because they can play the different parlays, the different pools, I said, give me the Dallas Cowboys. But that point spread is different than this point spread, if I'm not correct. I don't have it in front of me, Jay Chris. Isn't the point spread for the Tri-State? Do you have that one up? I think it's a point more with Dallas. I believe it went up.
Let me grab that for you real quick.
Okay, I believe that it's 4.5 as opposed to 3.5. So off of the Vegas pool, what I have in front of me, which is 3.5, my upset of the week, I'm going to go with the New York Football Giants to beat the Dallas Cowboys. They just have their number on opening day, and I got to ride that to the wheels fall off, as my man Martin Lawrence would tell us. While Jay Chris looks for that, Hugo, who you got here in the Vegas poll at 3.5, the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott for the first week of the season anyway against the New York Football Giants.
I like your pick. That's a ballsy pick, and I'm going to go ahead and take it at Jerry's World Week 1. I'm going to take the New York Giants as well.
Well, you saw my wife. Y'all hung out there. You got her drunk. You know I got balls. Okay, so boom, the Giants all day. Watch, you got that up for me?
No, I'm having a hard time finding them. Sorry.
Okay, so go ahead with the 4 points versus the Giants. I know it's exactly the same. In the tri-state area.
I'm going to go. Oh, were you asking me to pick it?
Yeah.
Give me the Giants.
The Giants. And I didn't mean to cut you off. I happened to find the poll at the same time. And I thought that somebody had told me that it changed since then, because I do have one saying one thing and one thing another thing. And Jay Chris always said, don't always go off of what I say, go off of what I write in print, because that's the telltale, right? Even though I think they both can be liable in court. But I'm taking the Giants to win this game. Hugo took the Giants. Watch took the Giants. Wally, you hate Dallas, so we know you're taking the Giants. Actually, Wally's hoping for a tie. So
No, actually, no. I'm not.
Okay.
You already know.
Wally got the Giants. Anytime it's a Cowboys pick, we would just bypass him. We know what happens. They lose 0-16 every year. And how you got this one going, Papa Lee?
Also, the Giants got the number.
There you guys have it, guys. We're going to lock it up.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up.
That is
lock
our first official lock of the weekend. And I'm also would like to lock up. Notre Dame will beat Georgia tomorrow in prime time because I'm a mark and that's how it is. So listen, guys, I love you guys. We're back. Everybody be safe in South Florida, here in Florida where I'm at as well. I am also preparing for this. So please have your prayers and concerns for everybody here in Florida. Those you know, those you don't know, Major Paige, she already left the area and she's all the way away from Florida altogether. She got out of the state completely. Her and her family's not taking any chances. Hugo and him, and you know, would refuse to lose, leave his mom, which he should never do that. So he's staying the weather the storm with his mother, and I'm staying here as well in Central Florida. So please just be with us, pray for us, and we'll make sure we keep you guys posted on all our social medias about what's going on here over the next 48 hours. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and you don't love God. It starts there, guys, and it finishes there, guys. Listen, we are back on Monday in a 72-hour break. I'll be like, man, fight 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 72-hour break, y'all. We will see you on Monday. Lock it up, y'all. Football is back, baby.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
If you're not down with that, we got to win!